What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hour number two of the show happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this thick Thursday here on 105 Through the Fan. Fred Davis alongside Blake Elliott. Blake's just putting in the work, getting ready for his big segment that's going down at 8:40. And, of course, to all you parents out there, and we know that we've got a handful of you hanging out with us on a Thursday night. And, of course, you know, you Fan After Dark fans, the fatties, the tolos, the nighttime folks hanging with us on a Thursday. I know a lot of you guys during baseball season. We thank each and every one of you guys for sticking around with us on a Thursday night. Because of the Rangers schedule, you know, look, there's no, it's just kind of get in where you fit in type of deal. And so, you know, for those of you that have been riding with us during this Rangers season, I want to thank each and every one of you. And of course, you know, we're down to this final 2 months of the year. The Astros, I'm looking at their, I've got their schedule up right now. When I look at the Rangers schedule, their last week of the regular season, the last game of the regular season for your Texas Rangers is Sunday, September 27th. They've got a three-game set at Minnesota. Of course, they'll have a nine-game homestand before then. So, of course, let's hope that you know, you've got a little breathing room before it comes down to that. But you got the final nine games of the regular season at home will be against the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, and the New York Metropolitans. So keep an eye on all that. But of course, I'll tell you what, I mean, we're blinking, you miss it. This season's going to be over before too long. And so you got Ivo DeGrom and, of course, Kamar Rocker on the bump over these next 3 days. And so, you know, for as uninspiring, as disappointing as Ivo and DeGrom were in this last series against the Houston Astros, this is where they can get some get right. And as far as I'm concerned, Jacob DeGrom, and of course, you know, believe what you want to believe from Chris Young, believe what you want to believe from the reports that were out there. They approached him, said, hey, you know, would you be willing to waive your no trade clause? He said no, because why? He wants to win a World Series with the Texas Rangers. Okay, that's noble, and that's cool and all. Then guess what? I need you to go out and ball this weekend. Okay, I need you to go out and ball this weekend. I don't know that anybody's really up in arms with the Evo. Again, there was some mixed messages as to whether or not he turned down his trade clause or not. There was rumbling that the Astros were allegedly interested in Evo. Now, look, he's from the Houston area, as we all know. He's from Alvin, which is just south of Houston. And so, you know, I think people could, while they wouldn't, look, no one's going to like the idea of big game Nate going to the Astros, but for what he's done for this baseball team, for what he, how instrumental he was on that World Series run, and the fact that, all right, look, he's earned it, he's given you your World Series ring, he's from that area, it'd be kind of like going home. You can rationalize that. There's a world where you can rationalize that. Jacob DeGrom has not done that. Jacob DeGrom has not done that, and let's be real, this year, outside of that game against the Cubs where he was lights out, you know, Jacob DeGrom's had some stinkers in some big moments. So if you're going to come out and tell us, A, you declined your option, or you declined your no-trade clause, and an opportunity where, you know, you could have got something back for Jacob DeGrom, then I need you to be nails down the stretch. This is why you're making $35 million. This is why, you know, we're paying you all this money. I need to see vintage Jacob DeGrom. Now, is that fair to ask of a 38-year-old? Maybe, maybe not. But guess what? You're an ace, all right? And I can live with, you know, if he gives me 6 or 7 innings and maybe he goes out and has a stinker here and there, but I need to see Jacob DeGrom go out and win this weekend against the Baltimore Orioles.
817 has two takes. We should have traded Corey Seager to the Astros for Yordan Alvarez, let Zeke take over shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been, I don't see why the Astros would have had a problem with that trade.
Next one he sends is, but I'm glad we kept DeGrom. He's going to be nails.
He said himself he wants to win a World Series. So, again, I'm going to take the man at his word. I'm going to have faith that, you know, this is a guy who, for whatever reason, his control has not been great. And we've seen in several occasions now in the last 2 or 3 starts where he's had a problem putting guys out after 2 strikes. All right, I go back to that White Sox game from a couple weeks ago where, you know, you're winning, I think it was like 4-2 or something like that. You had 2 outs and you had bases loaded, 2 strikes, and Andrew Benintendi clears the bases.
What a name.
Andrew Benintendi, who's 5'9".
Do we think he was a
hall? 190.
Do we think he was a hall monitor in high school?
Oh, I bet he was a dog. I mean, you know, when you're think about it. He was probably a stud athlete, okay?
Nah, I'd rather him be a hall monitor.
I mean, either way, he's built like one. And I'll tell you what, the joke's on us because, he got to DeGrom. So either way, big series coming up this weekend. I go back to what we've been saying, man. Like, the idea that you're going to go on a Boston Red Sox run is while it's fun to think about and dream about and you know it would change the entire trajectory of your season, but just can we get another 6-7 game win streak?
9-7-2. I don't know why we keep letting Maddox go.
Well, I mean that's you know, and he went to the Angels. Of all teams.
Ron Washington. It seems like that's the spot.
Now, with Ron Washington, I mean, well, that now granted, you know, Artie Moreno isn't afraid to pay people either. But, you know, going to the Angels, especially after this past year. Now, look, it could have been something as simple, too, as, you know, money obviously always plays a part. And, you know, maybe Skip didn't want Mike Maddox. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the other part we forget.
I don't like you.
You know, regime change happens for a reason. All right. There's situations where, and plus I always thought too, that the whole situation where, you know, you've got I've never been a huge fan of the coach in waiting. Now I'm not saying that obviously Skip Schumacher was the unofficial coach in waiting, but I mean, I think we pretty much all knew when Chris Young brought him over from the Miami Marlins, that was pretty much the writing on the wall, especially when you had a aging manager like Bruce Bochy. So, you know, we'll see. By the way, just real quick on Skip. I didn't know he was bald. He always wears the hat.
Always wears the hat. Yeah, he's super bald.
I didn't know that until he went off on the umpire the other night.
You haven't seen him. You haven't rubbed.
I've never rubbed Skip's head.
Just one. Okay.
No. Did you know Skip Schumacher was bald?
How else do you think you know? You look at the top of his head.
Yeah, but when have you seen him without a hat on?
Plenty of times.
When? Name the last time you'd seen Skip Schumacher without a hat on.
It's disclosed.
Whatever.
We signed NDAs.
What a creep. Yeah. What a creep. Is your segment done?
It's ready.
Is it?
It's ready.
Real talk.
Shout out to Adam.
Black Adam helped you out with it?
Everybody not named Trevor knew how to work it. We got to get Trevor proficient on that.
I don't believe that Trevor doesn't know how to do it.
Okay, well, he said he didn't have to do a lot of things.
I don't believe it. Let's hear from Clayton Adams. Clayton, this is cut number two. Clayton Adams, how in the world is this?
Wait, before we do that, 817's got some words for you.
What did he say?
Saying he's built like one might be one of your wildest takes. Fred, that guy can out-PR you by probably 50 pounds in every lift.
Who, Andrew Benintendi?
Yes, that's who he's
saying. Yeah, he's a 35-year-old professional athlete. I mean, what are you built like? What are you built like, an upside-down pear? All right, back to cut number two for Clayton Adams. How are we going to be better in the red zone?
I just think, the detailing the things that we looked at last year that were kind of failing us. The first and foremost, the self-inflicted wounds. Like, a false start on the 5-yard line is a lot different than a false start on the minus 40-yard line. And so it absolutely can't happen. And when people see that you're jumpy down there, they're going to do some things to try to get you to jump off sides. We can't do that. That's what young football teams do. We're not a young football team. We're a seasoned football team. So first and foremost, you eliminate 4 or 5 of those and you score touchdowns in those situations, you're already probably jumping into the top five from where we were last year. In my opinion, probably we overthought some of the run game a little bit do we need – my first thought when you go down there is always, all right, we don't have a whole bunch of space vertical, so we're going to use the 53 and a third. Sometimes you got a back who can smell the paint, and he's going to go get it. And so, let's not overthink it. Let's let him go do that. I think – having a few more of those type of things. And then just that you're starting to see some real designer coverages in the red zone. The way we saw maybe 8 or 9 years ago that the kind of the Belichick tree of coaches started doing some really interesting things, that's starting to come back. So I studied some college football red zone this offseason to just see what are the things that could happen, talk to some guys. And we're seeing some of it from our defense, which is really good.
Two things that jumped off the page to me. Number one, I love the idea of sometimes just let's just line up, get in your goal line stance, and man on man, hat on hat, boom, let's go. All right? Like I think sometimes we get way too cute with, oh, let's throw a fade. Let's throw something in the middle of the end. I mean, I get wanting to throw the ball sometimes, but sometimes it's like, look, you got Javonte Williams.
And you've got a great interior line.
Your interior line's as good as any is a top 5 interior line in the NFL.
I'd say top 3.
Okay? I mean, at the very least, okay? So top 3, top 5, whatever. Either way, we feel good about it, don't we? Mm-hmm. All right? I mean, you got two of the best guards in the NFL. You got Cooper Beebe, who's quickly becoming one of the best centers in the National Football League. What are you paying Hunter Lipke for?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, let's do a little eye formation and let's go. Yeah. Okay. Let's do some smash mouth football. And then to the 817, Andrew Benintendi, 5'9", 185. Get out of my face.
And you should be able to score on a lot of those plays because you do have great threats like a George Pickens and CD.
Absolutely. So you got to keep it honest. Yeah. You got to stay honest on that. So I'm with you 110%. I love Clayton Adams. If this offense does what we think they're going to do this year, go ahead and start getting the moving trucks ready because he ain't going to be here next year. Now, he just talked about being more explosive and just being more disciplined in the red zone. By the way, I do love the guys that can smell the paint. I'm all about that. I love these little football references and stuff like that. How do we get – this is cut number three. How are we going to see some more explosive run plays?
Yeah, I mean, so one of the it's a little bit counterintuitive, but I feel like you have a better chance of creating explosive runs versus a loaded box than you do versus shell coverage. The reason for that is those guys – are coming down and you're getting efficient runs, but they're making tackles at 8 or 9 yards because they've got vision and they've got time and distance on you. So we've done some things that I think that are going to help us generate some explosives. And then also, kind of in the back of my mind, how are we going to evolve and adjust to what's coming this year in the NFL? There's going to be something that's different. And so, I'll say it again, the first casualty of war is the plan. We've got to be fluid.
I mean, to me, explosive runs come from your skill players and your tight ends. Your O-line is going to be the one that, you know, dictates the first 5-7 yards that they're bad or good. Shout out to the Raiders, Ashton Jeanty, versus, you know, an old Eagles or 49ers team that's creating these big creases for running backs. But it's going to be on the Jake Fergusons, the CeeDee Lambs, the Ryan Fenoys, George Pickens, springing those that last guy. Can you knock him out where Javonte's one-on-one with a corner and doesn't have a corner, a safety, and an outside linebacker to beat to make that 5-yard run a 12-yard run, to make that 12-yard run a 30-yard run? So I think it's on those guys. And I don't know if that'd be the biggest calling card you would give the Cowboys wide receivers or Jake Ferguson. Like, man, these guys are great downfield blockers and just set up lanes. Because when we're talking about explosives, we're not talking about what the O-line does for the first 7 yards. That has nothing to do, really, with the guys I'm talking about. But if you want those explosive plays over the top 30, 40-yard runs, that's your wide receivers and tight ends blocking.
You do need that one guy to spring you, right? Like, it never fails. There's always going to be that one dude that comes out of nowhere, that gets a linebacker on his heels, comes out of nowhere, you know, gets
crack
a
block.
You know, maybe a pulling guard. Now, I'm not, because I do think that you're, you know, depending upon how your scheme is, but it's also too. Sometimes you just need a running back that can actually just
make guys miss.
Yeah. Or just is fast enough, because that's the thing about Javonte Williams. Like, Javonte Williams, I don't know, even with what you're talking about, I just don't know if he's that dude.
Well, I don't think it'll be a 60-yard house call, but it can make that 12-yard run a 20-yard run.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, and that's where a guy like a Jaden Blue comes in, right, who, again, just from a speed standpoint, is just going to be faster than other dudes, and we'd love to see that happen. Of course, the one knock on him, well, I mean, there's a couple knocks on
him.
It'd
be nice if he could be in the screen game. If he could be a...
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you said that, because why don't you go to Cut 4, G3PO? How do we get better in the screen game?
Well, my college coach would tell you we were really good at screens because I couldn't pass protect for crap. he would just say, you just do your normal horse job of pass protection.
Stop that for a second, real quick. I need you to hold on. Stop that. Play that again, because did I hear a forced Brian Broaddus laugh?
Brian was really laughing.
On the end of that. Play that one more time, and I think we may have a new nickname for you. But go ahead and play that one more time, because Bobby called out, I think it was somebody the other day, about giving an extra laugh. Do we feel like Brian Broaddus gave an extra laugh?
I do feel like it.
Go ahead and play this again.
Well, my college coach would tell you we were really good at screens because I couldn't pass protect for crap. he would just say, you just do your normal horse job of pass protection.
kind of a delayed laugh right there. It's like everybody else had stopped already, but then Brian went ahead and added a second level, almost a second level laugh.
Yeah. Now I'm laughing.
No. I'm laughing. Oh, you guys are done laughing? I'm not.
One more time.
Well, my college coach would tell you we were really good at screens because I couldn't pass protect for crap. he would just say, you just do your normal horse job of pass protection. I think definitely an extra laugh there.
And a high-pitched one, too.
And a high-pitched one at that. Look, if there's one thing you can get out of Brian Broaddus, you're going to get excellent football coverage and the occasional second-level laugh. Okay, I'm here for the second-level laugh. Okay, play it one more time so we can actually hear what the hell he's saying about the screen game. Go ahead.
Well, my college coach would tell you we were really good at screens because I couldn't pass protect for crap. he would just say, you just do your normal horse job of pass protection. I think the illusion of reality is what creates a really good screen. And so when we redesigned our screen package this offseason, we had that in mind of, all right, what do we need to build a screen off of? Because if you're building screens off of things that you're not doing, then it's not reality. Mm-hmm. And so without going any more in depth in kind of what we've done is I think that it has to look like something. And you have to take advantage of what defenders are going to do naturally. And so that's one of the things I talk to the linemen about is, like, these guys can't help themselves. They fight pressure. Right. That's it. They don't think about it. They just do. So if we can give them pressure here, they're going to fight it. We're going to get what we want.
I like that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The illusion of reality, but you're right.
I mean, Madden 101, run a couple plays, make it look the exact same, and all of a sudden it's a screen.
That's one of the things that, you know, when you've got an offense that can run several different plays out of the same formation and keep people guessing, I mean, and again, we all know the Cowboys screen game was non-existent last
year.
Right? And so
I would love to see Jaden Blue and Flannoy. Like, those guys are your top screen catchers. Obviously, you're going to have some CeeDee and George on some bubble or tunnel
little
screens.
Little Kevontae?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Turpin. I forget. That probably should – never mind. Instead of Flannoy, probably Turpin and Blue, right? As far as if you looked up and they both – most of their yards came from screens.
I mean, if you figure a wide receiver screen for a guy like a Kevontae Turpin puts him in space, I mean, that's what he does.
That should be what he does.
I'd love to see some Kevontae Turpin in space. All right, coming up next, little Jaden Blue. I mean, look, that's been the conversation all summer long, is can Jaden Blue be that gadget guy or take up some of those extra plays from a Kevontae Turpin so you can keep him healthy on special teams. All right, coming up next, one or two more clips from our boy Clayton Adams, and then my guy, Savone Revel. Don't ever forget who's been a Savone Revel fan from day one. We'll hear what he had to say with the G-Bag Nation as well. Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. Right here on Fan.
This segment of The Fan is brought to you by the personal injury lawyers Frankel & Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All right, we are one segment away from the debut of the brand new Parenthood segment. Blake,
I'm excited.
Blake, I don't know what we're getting into.
I don't either.
This is all you.
So I have made the intro. It's done. I'm sure I'll make some tweaks throughout the week, but a nice rough draft is ready for
Love
the radio.
It. Soft launch.
Soft launch. I need the Tolos, though. Now, this might not have been the best day to do it with the first day of football. People might be watching it. But if we got any Tolo Plus members out there, I need you guys to unite for this segment. 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frango Injury Attorney text line. We are debuting the parenting tips segment for the to-be dad myself. I need all the help I can get. So we're reaching out to you, the Tolos, so you guys can, a lot of people, Blake this, how's he going to be a dad? Well, this is the time to help young Blake. I'm going to be sharing experiences that I've had in the pregnancy, but mainly I use Claude to come up with some parenting tips. Mm. But I want you guys, the Tolos, to send in your tips.
Yeah,
I will then share them and hopefully learn, and we'll talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, because I'm No, I mean, it's that time, bro. It's we'll be here before you know it.
Text in right now. Hey, Blake, put peanut butter on your
I'm not really sure that
child's fingers and they'll stop crying. Whatever. Hey, Blake, try this to find school districts. I'm just making up. I'm saying if people are confused on what to send in. Whatever parenting tips you have, don't send five paragraphs. You know, send a couple sentences at max of some parenting tips. We'll do that segment next.
He said put some peanut butter on your fingertips. Okay, what? We'll wrap up.
You got one? You got a tease? You got a parenting tip for me?
Yeah, strike fear in them. Okay, this is Clayton Adams. We will wrap up what he had to say. Adapting to being an offensive coordinator. Now, a lot of folks, he's had such a tremendous start at offensive coordinator, and of course, a lot of people, he's not calling plays, but as we all heard, he's very much involved in the design of this offense, and I have a feeling he calls more plays than people realize. But what was it like adjusting to offensive coordinator after coaching the O-line and tight ends?
You know, the one of the advantages that I've had in the way that my career has gone is obviously I played offensive line, and then I GA'd for Coach Peterson, and I was kind of his GA. I wasn't the offensive line GA. I kind of worked for him in the quarterback room. And then then I went and I coached offensive line for 2 years, and then I went and coached tight ends for 2 years, actually tight ends for 6 years. And then I was a coordinator, and then I went back to the offensive line.
Okay, so you had the tight end. You had a long spell working with tight ends, which I was with Andy Reid in Green Bay, and Andy kind of did it the same way that you've done it, you know, throughout. Mm. So I think Andy says it was a huge advantage to be able to coach offensive line and then go work with Brett Favre, kind of thing.
I think so for sure. And then coaching tight ends in the NFL to me was really where it was like, wow, you learn so much coaching tight ends in the NFL. And then the challenge for me has really been 2 years with the offensive line and then into this role. Right. Had I come into this role after coaching 2 years on with the tight ends, I think it would have been a little bit of an easier transition. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's just been the absolute best possible education for me to – you know, I always say this when people ask this question, but like, I'm not insecure about what I don't know. And I'm not insecure about like the quarterback and the pass game thing. I'm a smart enough guy that I can figure it out and I can learn, and I'm going to do it faster because I'm not insecure about it. Having said that, like if you grow up speaking Spanish, like that's your first language. If you grow up speaking English, that's your first language. I grew up speaking run game. And I'm going to learn all of this stuff at the highest level I can, and I'm going to work my butt off at it. But I'm going to know what my first language is. I'm going to be fluent in the other ones too.
Okay. So
you said this a year ago on these airwaves. Hey, pay attention to the fact that a lot of these OCs are coming through the tight end ranks, and clearly, you know, Clayton Adams just mentioned that was something he did. And he said he saw so much more. I would love to know, and maybe we'll get a chance, and we'll eventually get a chance to talk to him at some point when they come back to the Star. What is it about the tight end position that coaching that group helps prepare you to be a head coach or an offensive coordinator?
The research that I did when I kind of came up with that take, I mean, I'm sure other people have said it too, but when I brought it up, is that you're just working with both position groups in a sense. You're working with the run game because your tight ends have to block, so you understand all the blocking schemes.
That's a good point.
Everything that where you have to be, the gaps, and you're also working with the pass game coordinator, the receivers, the quarterbacks, because you have to catch passes. Wide receivers, of course, are going to block, but it's very minimal, and it's just wide receiver blocking. When you're a tight end, you're the sixth offensive lineman.
Yeah.
When you're a tight end.
I'm seventh.
Seventh. Like, so you have to know all the blocking schemes. You don't get different language.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So
that's a great point.
That's just kind of
so we don't even need to ask Clayton Adams anymore. All right. Well, Blake Elliott just answered that question. I'm going to set up Clayton Adams. Blake Elliott told me.
Imagine that he goes, like, that is so wrong.
He goes, tell you what, Blake Elliott, he goes, I've heard you guys, fatty extraordinaire. All right. Last but certainly not least, what's it like coaching the GOTI offense?
Oh man,
that's pretty kick-ass, dude.
I tell you what, the that's the worst thing that they did was give me something I can freaking hold against them. You know, it's like,
bars high.
Yeah, you guys set the standard for yourself. This isn't about statistics. This is about doing right every day, and having the pedal to the metal every day. So don't tell me that you got your keys in your pocket on an evening walkthrough when you got the off day the next day. We want to be the best there is. We're not trying to be top five. That's not what that means. And so to me, it's a standard. I think it's outstanding.
greatest offense there is. Don't have your keys in your pocket at walkthrough. I love to hear that. All right, my boy, Simone Rebel.
What do you think is the biggest authoritarian at practice? Someone's out of line, the hardest, harshest.
I mean, I'm guessing.
What are you doing? Let's go. I don't want to hear any excuses if you had to pick one coach.
Linda Wells. Linda Wells.
Linda Wells is
just because he's old school and he's been around for a while. I'm going to say probably 2B or 2A, probably Christian Parker.
I think CP.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's got to be. Mm-hmm. He's got to be. I mean, this is, you know, he's a little bit younger, right? He's what, 34, 35 years old, so he's a little bit younger, and he's got to be on top of his game. And with all the fanfare that has come with his arrival, all right, there's got to be not necessarily side-eyeing of him, but it's like, all right, you know, when you hear of somebody that's at that level and is so much better and this, that, and the other, especially for the guys that were here a year ago, it's kind of like, all right, let's see what this dude's really got. All right, Simone Rebel, a guy that, again, I've been a huge fan of, who I think is going to take a huge leap forward this season. One of the things, and look, we talked about this last year, and I don't think this was made a big enough deal, is, you know, how many cornerbacks do you see wearing knee braces? Okay, like, you just don't see it. All right, so you had a guy coming off of a knee injury, all right, on a defense that was already terrible. He was a rookie, and he had a knee brace, all right? And I asked him point blank last year towards the end of the season. I was like, bro, what's it like? I mean, how hard is this, you know, adjusting to this knee brace? And he said it a year ago that it was difficult and it was giving him problems. Doesn't have the knee brace on this year. What's the difference?
I feel like I'm pretty close. You know, I don't want to overthink things. Then that's when I get in my head. You know what I mean? That's how injuries happen. So really just like even if I feel like a bump or a bruise, you know, I just go to the treatment room, treat that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's obviously it's not like it was last year. So I feel a lot healthier this year, a lot faster. But like I said, man, it's a lot to do up here. You know what I mean? Now it's time to get loaded up here in my brain, get that engine started. So.
He's ready to go.
Get that engine started.
A lot of car references.
There you – damn right there are, as there should be. All right. What's the one thing we hear time and time again? Iron sharpens iron. Well, what better way for a young buck like a Simone Rebel, like a Caleb Downs, you know, a veteran who, you know, look, the thing we forget about Dakobe Durant, I mean, he's still a relatively young dude. He's only been in the NFL, what, 4 or 5 years? So, again, he's learning at a high level as well. But ask Simone Rebel, what's it like facing GP and CD?
Them boys ain't no joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might look at them, you know what I mean? You play confident as you want, but them boys ain't no joke, man. You got to be in the top tier, man. You got to be ready to play them boys because they're going to give you their all. So they expect you to give them their all, too, and they ain't going down on you, man.
Yeah, do they coach you up a little bit? Do they give you some pointers? Like,
yeah, you
hey,
know,
try
you know
this?
What I mean? Like, maybe, like, if I go against them, you know what I mean, I might be fighting too much, my hands and stuff like that. I might ask them. I might go up to like Turp the other day, one on ones. You know what I mean? I'm like, what you think I was doing too much? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's too. You could have took your hands off me and stuff like that. Now I know when I guard him, or like GP the other day when he was blocking me. You know what I mean? I usually shed off blocks, but I felt like I was, like he told me, I was fighting too much. I was doing too much. You know what I mean? My coach DA told me the same thing, and I felt like that. Sometimes I know my errors, so I like to get some of that stuff out of them because sometimes they're gonna tell me too.
How much different of a feel does this secondary have this year?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I mean, when you got a defense that's well put together now and everything is organized, you know what I mean? Now y'all all can work together and y'all can feel that energy from one another and that can carry on to the practice field and carry on to the game, the scrimmage or whatever. And like I said, man, that like to the DBs, to the D-linemen, to the linebackers, you know what I mean? It's every level to the game, man. It's exciting. And that's what they bring it to the table right now. And that's what CP is building.
And then last but certainly not least, how difficult or has it been difficult to learn this new defense?
It's not difficult at all.
Okay.
You know, you shouldn't have no excuse. You shouldn't blame nobody, no coaches, no players, because it's up to you. You know what I mean? They're giving you the handout. They're handing you the plays. They're handing you the playbook. It's up to you to go to your room, to meet with the coaches one-on-one, to figure it out. You know what I mean? You have no excuse to not know what you're doing on the field. It's up to you. That's why you're getting paid. And this is a business, like they told me. It's a business. And you're getting paid for it. So it's up to you to learn your stuff and to know it when you get on that field and execute it the right way. So personally, I don't feel like you should make an excuse, and you should learn. You should know every step. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're going to make some errors. You're going to have some mental errors. I mean, that's okay, because the next day you can get better and you can learn from it. But that's just how I look at it.
I don't want to state the obvious here, but it just I think one of the biggest disconnects that you had with last year's coaching staff was you've got the jubilant nature of Brian Schottenheimer. Mm-hmm. all right, who just that's just his nature. That's who Brian Schottenheimer is. And then you had Matt Eberflus, who was coming off of a terrible situation in Chicago, much of it self-induced by him. And it was just you had two guys on two totally different professional levels.
And now they are aligned. We've got young. We've got hungry. We've got there's nothing in their past. Christian Parker only knows winning. Brian Schottenheimer's second year in it. He only knows top five offense.
The energies are matching. Okay. You've got two guys who the arrow is pointing up when it comes to their coaching trajectory.
Well, the arrow is pointing up to the next segment. It's time for, I haven't come up with a name for it, but Blake's parenting tips as of now. Send them in. Don't cry after and say you didn't read mine. If you don't send it in now, 877-881-1053. If you've got some parenting advice for us next, new segment coming next on The Fan After Dark.
This segment of The Fan is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, the number one Chevy dealership in the world 3 years straight. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 through 2025.
Let's become a better parent. Let's become the best parented show in all of sports radio in the DFW that's on from 7 to 11 p.m.
Easy.
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 See, I set the bar low so that we can exceed.
My kids graduated high school. I'm the proud parent of a college graduate. So, I mean, I think all things considered, I've done a pretty good job with my kids.
You're going to have to be...
My daughter's not a stripper.
Let's go. You're going to very much have to go into dad mode. This is your dad mode time.
Love it.
To give all the good parenting tips. I'm trying to figure out how serious I want to take this as far as like locked in, taking notes, or just kind of giggling Brian Broaddus style along while I read them. That's a good one. All right, next.
I mean, I think you just take it. You take it.
It depends how good they are. It depends how good
they
are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
But you have to be the barometer because you've had a kid. So you can say this works, this doesn't work.
But see, that's the thing about parenting, man, is parenting is in the eye of the beholder. Like there's.
You can just say good tip or bad tip. You don't have to say necessarily if it'll work or not. Like, hey, I've tried that. That works. Or I didn't have success with that.
But again, I think, like I said, parenting can be subjective.
Blake's parenting tips, 877-881-1053. We've already got a bunch of your texts. Text in more.
I bet.
Of what your parenting tip is to make Blake, who is expecting his first child with Tangerine in January, to be the best father I can be. This is the rough draft of the intro.
Uh-oh.
So I'll take all critiques and criticism so we can make
Here
it better.
We go.
But it gets the idea out there. Idea out there. Shout out to Adam, Trevor, Lucius. Actually, why did I say Trevor? Shout out to Adam,
no
Lucius,
thanks to Trevor.
Austin for helping me with Adobe
no
Audition.
No thanks to Trevor.
Gavin, go ahead and play that new intro.
Who would you not trust at the station to watch your child?
I wouldn't trust Blake.
Blake!
Yeah,
Blake.
Blake Elliott.
Blake.
I would worry about Blake. Blake's a kid, too. So it'd be like kids watching kids.
Yeah.
Probably not good.
Because who's watching Blake?
Right.
Someone's got to watch Blake.
I mean, the dude had his car stolen, he lost his wallet, and he doesn't know what day of the week it is. So I can't really trust Blake.
Fred, who would you trust at the station to watch your kids?
Blake. I think he would at least keep an eye on the kid. Plus, you know what? He's like a child.
Yeah,
he's like a child. So they would really have a good time.
All righty, let's get into some parenting tips. Let's see what you guys have texted in. This is the first one, 817. Hey, Blake, keep your kid away from an iPad or any tablet from your child until they're 12 years old.
That might. I don't know that there's going to be any better piece of advice than that right there.
I'm agreeing.
1,000%. Here's what people tend to misconstrue and or overlook. And before we get they got to watch something. Like, look, I get it. We watch TV as kids, all right? But at the same time, at some point, our parents turned the TV off and said, go play. Or go to your room. Pick up a book. Play with some toys. Do something.
Okay.
All right.
I'm with it. I didn't get my first until I was eighth grade. That's when I got my first one. How old are you in eighth grade?
13.
That's when I got mine. I got it 13. At 13, and it was a Samsung Galaxy.
Like, I don't know. Has anybody ever watched a child that's, like, just locked in to an iPad or screen? I mean, it's a little unnerving to watch just how, like, and then when a kid throws a tantrum afterwards, like...
See, what I don't want, this is the two biggest reasons why I'm going to agree with this. I don't want to be at the dinner table with me, Tangerine, and our son.
That's the crazy
and
part.
And the kid is on his tablet ignoring us. How was school? No. Whatever. And you're not getting those social skills. You're just like, oh, I'm just going to play on my iPad. Same thought process goes to when you go out to eat. Nice restaurant. Even if it's like a semi, like a Texas Roadhouse, and the server's trying to come up and... You know, you're 7, 8 years old. You should be talking, 6 years old, and you're just sitting there on your iPad.
They should be talking by then, right?
Hopefully. And they're just sitting there on their iPad. I'm like, man. And the parents don't care. Don't care.
Zero bleeps given. It's like, what are we doing?
It's different if they're like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, 13. They have a phone, and they're checking it. And that's a different thing. I'm talking about the young kid on the tablet that has no idea he's even left the house. Phone in or head in the phone.
I'll say this, like growing up, my mom, like she had a thing in the middle of the table, like a little basket that you put your phone in, and she was like, nobody can have their phone at the dinner table just because it was like family time, like talk to each other.
Nice.
Shout out my mom.
Shout out to, what's your mom's name?
Jennifer.
Your mom's name is Jennifer.
That's hilarious.
That's interesting. My, you know, I've got my son's mother's name is Jennifer. Is she a Jenny or is she a Jennifer?
No, she just goes by Jennifer.
Just goes by Jennifer. Fair enough.
Fred's having flashbacks. I am.
When you said that, I got kind of a... Is it
Jennifer, really? What? That's actually your name. What? All right.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, next one. Are you looking for academic or athletic-based school districts? Athletic, come on. 972. Wake up with baby mama during the middle of the night feeds. Exhausting, but happy wife, happy life. So when she wakes up and the baby's crying, to pretty much wake up with her.
Here's the thing.
To feed.
All right.
972.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The whole, any dude that uses the, oh, I can't change diapers, lame. Okay, there is nothing lamer than a dude saying he doesn't know how to change a diaper. All right, man up. Okay, man up.
What if the girl says it?
Then you're in trouble. Then you're in trouble.
I do know a situation like that where the girl doesn't change. She goes, I don't change diapers.
I mean, that's crazy to me. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was very fortunate. Me and my daughter's mother, we get along to this day. The Jennifer I know. but you know what? You as a dad, sometimes it's like, look, you want your kid's mother. Hey, go now. Look, if they need to feed, that's one thing, right? Like, now if you're bottle feeding, now if you're breastfeeding, now, you as a dad, that. There's nothing you can do.
847 Blake, I strongly encourage your baby mama to breastfeed so your baby can get the best nutrition. You don't have to worry about giving the bottles.
I mean, both my kids were Enfamil Similac kids and turned out fine.
Okay, does that mean you use big words over me?
No, Enfamil and Similac are the brands.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what those words mean.
No, that was the brands. My son's mother breastfed for a little bit.
What
does
a little bit mean?
Like for a couple weeks and then said,
dang,
that's it.
Wow. Yeah. Does it hurt the girl or what?
I don't know what the deal was with her, but I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Blake, find the loudest fan for white noise in the nursery.
Okay.
Is that for the baby or for me?
I don't know. Because I kept my kids, both my kids, especially with my daughter, I had her in the room with me. In fact, when my daughter was, her mom went to the nursery. No, we didn't have no nursery. I mean, it was just a room, but. Yeah. For my daughter, for Miriam.
But I'm saying it's the same room. That's what I was saying. No,
yeah,
no
nursery,
separate room.
Whatever they call it. Yeah, nursery room, whatever. But for my daughter, I know with her, especially when her mom went on deployment, it was just me and Miriam. And so I just kept Miriam in the bed. I was like, you know, because she's going to get up, start crying anyway, and she was teething, so it was on like Donkey Kong.
832, peanut butter is a choking hazard. Don't do it until they're 9 months old. Okay. 512, do whatever mommy says. Okay. 972, my wife and I bought a tote while she was pregnant with our firstborn. That's where I'm at. We put gender-neutral outfits. Now, we already know the gender.
Yeah.
Different size diapers, bottles, etc. during the 9 months. Then when our daughter was born, we didn't buy diapers for the first time until our daughter was about 10 months old. Now, lucky for me, I had a gender reveal, and we probably got, I don't know, 20 to 30 bags of diapers.
Yeah.
So we're good on that for now. 214, Blake, get all the sleep you can now. She's going to need her rest, so you will be up early with the baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those first 2 or 3 months will be, like I said, the first 2 or 3 months will be crazy just because, and there's just a lot that goes on. I mean, the surrealness of you've got a little human in your house is crazy enough. You'll have a mini Blake. You'll have a little guy that you're going to see. I mean, I remember looking at my daughter and just she was like, I don't know, a couple weeks old. I mean, I remember watching the Super Bowl. Her mom went straight to bed, and it was just me and Miriam. Now, granted, she was like 3 days old, but I just remember sitting there, you know, and I was hoping the sports would rub off on her, and it didn't, but, you know.
I'm going to inundate my son with sports. He's not going to see anything. I mean, we'll throw some cartoons.
Look, I gave my son protein shakes from, I don't know, 9 months.
Yeah.
Oh, my kids were eating. I mean, I gave my kids food early.
Filet, early. Here you go, 5 months old.
I mean, you know, within reason. But, yeah, I mean, my kid, like I said, Zave was drinking protein shakes well before he was a year old.
I love that. So people are saying use the white sound fan in the kids' room rather than the musical chimes. So it's for, I think it's for both. 806, remember, Blake, you can go for milk anytime you need to, but you have to go back. Is that like the left for milk joke?
I think
but I have to go back. I do have to go back.
That's my
duty. 214, Blake, whatever you think you know about parenting, be willing to adapt to change of times. Use some old and new methods.
Oh, totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Because here's the reality of it, right? Everything is going to, you know, what worked for me or what worked for Mama Kim or what worked up for Tangerine's folks. Like, everybody's going to have their own approach to how they do it. You know, you got to take a little bit from everybody, but at the end of the day, it's what works best for you and Tangerine.
Blake, just remember, babies only cry if they are hungry. Diaper is dirty or sick. Always burp them after feeding and get the Dr. Brown's baby bottles. Also, don't forget the push gift. And most important, just be present. Help out everywhere when you can because you'll be tired. Okay?
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
First-time parenting advice for the one and only Blake from a lady Tolo.
Okay. Shout out to you.
It says, a lot of people are going to give you advice on what to do and what not to do. Do not listen to them. Trust your gut. Better yet, trust Tangerine's gut. After all, she is the mother of your child. Best wishes to you both. Shout out to you.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say don't listen to them. I would just say that, you know, take everything as it comes and what works, do what works and don't what doesn't.
Start saving from 469. Start saving for that college trade school now. Set up times for you to give your girl time away while you take care of the baby. To give your girl time away while you take care of the baby. She will need it and you will bond better with your child. I slept with my first daughter on my chest for about 6 months because that's the only place she would fall asleep for several hours at a time while we were on the couch so mom could really sleep. The bonding took place, but it was irreplaceable.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's crazy what you know what you'll remember, and more importantly, just how your kids will remember. I mean, those times early on are huge.
There's a bunch more, but we're out of time.
Read one more. Give us one more. What's one more that for the price of admission? And like I said, we'll do this again next week. Anything controversial?
Make sure nothing really. Nothing really controversial. It's all just really good advice. Yeah. Don't overreact when your son falls down. Let him decide if he's hurt or not. They look at your reaction before they cry or get up and dust themselves off.
1,000%. 1,000. That's tell you what, you started off with great advice, you ended with a banger as well. Kid falls, unless you see blood, he's fine. All right. Coming up next.
Internal head injury that we don't treat.
Coming up next. Let's take a trip around the National Football League. Again, we're about a week and a half. We got football going on right now. Dare I say a barn burner in the Hall of Fame game, but what's going on in the world of the National Football League? Plus, we've got a loaded 9 o'clock hour anyway. We've got Trevor's good news. Plus, we've also got extra credit. We've got first we thought it was a three-man weave. We got ourselves a quad fest. We've got Dylan. We've got Black Adam trying to rebound from a horrific night of haikus. We've got Trap House Trevor, whether or not he's going to go out with old boy from 1080. Pause. And then we've got G3PO in the mix as well. So much to get to. Don't go anywhere. 9 o'clock hour.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH.
Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.